58. Real Talk is on the air, and it starts now.
Craig Hansen with Brad Maskey. Brad, the broker of record at Realty Stars, Visalia, 732-4444. Good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
Couple of things we want to kick off today's show with. The first one is some legislation concerning water heaters.
Yeah, it's actually regulation regarding water heaters. And I had brought it up earlier this year that folks need to start taking a look at what's happening, especially if you have any kind of older water heater, older meaning more than 10 years old, maybe even 5 years old. But here's what's happening. This is part of the government's greenhouse gas initiatives to stop global warming or climate change or whatever they want to call it now. And also because they believe that CO2 is pollution, they've enacted much stricter, they being the EPA, has enacted much stricter laws for water heaters. It doesn't matter if they're gas water heaters or electric water heaters. They've come up with new initiative that takes effect in April of next year. In California, they're going to start, the old water heaters will start disappearing in January, but by April.
You mean as far as going to a store to buy one?
Yeah, but by April, you're not supposed to be able to. If a plumber comes and your water heater is out, they can repair it, but they cannot replace it without using the new, more energy efficient water heaters. And here's the thing is that the new water heaters we're using now, the ones that have been made in the last 5 years, are pretty darned efficient, especially compared to what they were 10 and 15 years ago. They may be even double the efficiency. But to make them more efficient from where they are now is very, very difficult. So what the manufacturers had to do is, number one, one of the problems with water heaters is they're generally not insulated. They have a very thin insulation blanket. So they had to increase their insulation to a minimum of R4. The higher the insulation number, the more insulation you get. And to do that, added about 4 inches to the diameter of the hot water heater minimum to get that first start of the standard. The second thing is that you can only burn gas so efficiently, and they've reached almost that efficiency point. But to make it burn more efficiently, they need to bring more air into the water heater, which requires fans pulling air in to feed that burner. Other than just outside air that's normally in your water heater closet or where it is, they've had to add circulation fans that will increase the amount of air to the water heater. And so all of these things combined mean that the water heaters are going to be much bigger, much heavier. They're going to be a lot more expensive. And when you install a new water heater beginning in April of next year, you have to have outside combustible air coming from somewhere, because you can't just be pulling the air out of the house into the closet, wherever it is, to do it. And finally, the least expensive of the water heaters, and I got online today looking for them because they're starting to make them available. Least expensive wholesale cost for me is around $900 compared to stuff that I can buy for about $450.
Uh-huh.
So they've doubled in price, but they're about $900, and they go up to $2,000 and $3,000 for the water heater itself.
What are those ones they call where you get the instant hot water?
That's the tankless water heaters.
Okay, now do those qualify?
Those two must meet a new standard, and they're getting more expensive as well. And they've got a new standard on those. And again, that's a whole nother story about what the tankless burn. And the tankless probably don't save any energy at all, because folks take longer showers and it burns a ton of gas. But they have to burn more efficiently as well. But here's what you're up against. They recommend that with these water heaters, you don't put them anywhere near a sleeping area, because they make noise. These fans going off and on are not silent. The noise of the water heater could be a disturbance to your sleep. That's the warnings that they're talking about, especially on the lower end models. And so I took a look at properties that we manage. We manage apartments, we manage houses, and we're starting to do an inventory of our water heaters. I would say at least 50% of the properties that we manage, if I had to put a larger water heater, bring 110 volt electricity to it, and bring outside air, I can't do it. It's just not in a location where it's going to work.
So what do you do?
it's going to have, the water heater's going to have to go somewhere else or a remodel of the home.
What happens if you go out and buy one of these that you still can get and just kind of rat hole it away and store it for that day?
A plumber is not supposed to install it for you, but I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking is, wow, you know, look at the cost of this. I looked at it, if I could go buy one of the cheapest water heaters out there, $900, have to remove the old water heater, get rid of it, take it off the property. There's some changes in the plumbing that I have to do. I've got to bring in an electrical outlet because most of these places, you know, the current water heater does not need a 110 electric outlet in with the water heater. These, the new ones have to be plugged in so that they can operate their circulating pumps and fans. Take all of this into consideration, and I'm going to assume that it's in a location where I can stick the water heater, that it fits.
Am I going to save on my monthly utility bill more than my current energy efficient
one?
Well,
I'll tell you in a minute. The cost that I see that you're going to, typically a plumber is going to be charging you $1,900 to $2,500 to replace your water heater in the future. Today, that cost is $850, and this is a 40-gallon residential water heater. Today, it's $850 to $1,200 to replace it, to take out the old one, to fix the plumbing, to make sure you got the right gas line, and so on. So it's going to cost a minimum of $1,000 more to replace your hot water heater beginning April of next
year. What if you're all electric?
Electric has to be changed as well.
But I mean, it's not as expensive, I guess.
Well, it's still got to have the insulation, so as will it fit in the area. The electric water heater elements burn differently, and they also say they will not be able to produce as much hot water. A 40-gallon will probably not meet your needs because they have to heat the water slower to meet the needs of the homeowner, because if it gets too hot, it uses too much electricity at one time, and so it's going to have a much slower recovery rate. So whereas today you might survive with a 40-gallon hot water heater, you may need a 50, 55-gallon hot water heater to get the same amount of hot water. Now, here's the savings, Craig.
Okay.
They estimated that the family of four that's living and using their showers and that they're washing their clothes and have the typical hot water usage would save $60 annually on their gas bill.
$5 a month.
However, I looked at the rate, the gas rate that they used when they passed this legislation 2 years ago. Legislation, this regulation, this is something that no legislator got to do. The EPA is mandating it. And the cost of gas has dropped significantly, even the natural gas that you're getting from their estimated number. And if you live in the San Joaquin Valley, if you have PG&E or SCE delivering your gas, you should anticipate a savings of about $2 a month for the family of four for this $1,000 additional cost in water heater.
What about all the water heaters that were produced? Obviously, those in the industry were aware this was coming, so they may have been transitioning their production. But there's got to be a lot of unsold, what I'll call traditional water heaters left after all this.
Who knows? Again,
because this isn't California. This is everywhere.
It's nationwide, and the regulation says.
So they're going to ship them to another country where they can sell them?
April 1st. The manufacturers have, according to the EPA, been on board with this and are in favor of it only because they can suddenly sell a much more expensive water heater.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. But so what are they going to do with them? They're going to sell them in Mexico. They're going to sell them, of course, in Canada. You know, they're not going to throw them away. They can easily move them across the border. But my recommendation is take a look at your water heater. If your water heater is 10 years old or 15 years old,
fix it now.
And you think you may be replacing it, get a bid and replace your water heater now. Again, I changed out an old water heater that was 20 years old a year and a half ago. And I'll tell you how much more efficient the water heaters are. The summer heating bill, which is to run, you know, no heating, which is to wash some clothes and run a shower, was running about $11 a month. The new water heater has brought that down to $1.50 to $2 a month worth of usage.
Mm.
That's how much more efficient a new water heater compared to the 15-year-old one can be.
Of course, see, you've got SoCal Edison where you live in Tulare County.
Yes.
PG&E, for whatever the reason, is ungodly higher than SoCal Edison.
On your gas?
And PG&E rates. Well, I don't know.
I believe that the gas is close. Yeah, we're the gas company for our gas, Southern California Gas. And they are very, very reasonable. But again, I'm just saying that, look, there's so little change in the in this usage to begin with compared to the water heater we have now. I mean, how do you get lower than $2 a month worth of hot water heating cost?
Because you're always going to have something.
You're not going to get much lower than that. And that's the problem, is that there's just a nominal change. Nobody did a is this cost effective? They just said that by the time we change all the hot water heaters in America, we're going to save X billion tons of pollution that's going into the air. And it's just like taking so many cars off the road. So what if it costs everybody, you know, again, and imagine that I have an apartment building where the water heater barely fits. I have a mobile home where they've stuffed that thing into a closet so tight you can't work on it now. Now make it 4 inches bigger in diameter minimum. Bring electricity to it. It's not going to happen. Now you're talking $3,000 and $4,000 to change a water heater. On top of, if I change the water heater, I have to make sure I have water conserving everything else in the house. Remember that I got to check all my hose bibs. I've got to check that I've got to go through my plumbing fixtures. You know, minor repairs could become incredibly expensive in less than a year.
Thanks for the good news. It is at 10:20, and this is Real Talk here on KMJ and KMJ FM 105.9.